Peter, I suppose, look, I know you've had a few injury niggles this season, but everything cleared up and looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah, everything cleared up on a personal level, yeah, everything good to go, and I think we're good as a group, so it's all about being fresh for Sunday, so I think we're almost there pretty much, yeah.
How much are you looking forward to this?
Yeah, it's hard to explain, can't even really, do you know, the chance, particularly after last year and stuff, the chance to get back there and really looking forward to just taking to the pitch again, do you know?
What, you know, obviously last year went to a replay, but you know, didn't come out the right side of it, but you kind of got the feeling watching Kildymo that, what, not for lack of effort, but it just didn't go right for you on both days, had chances to close it out, maybe didn't, you know, what learnings did you take from that, and has it fueled the appetite for to make it to go one better this year?
Yeah, there's always a bit of fuel there when there's a bit of a motivation to go all the way, do you know. You would be taking learnings from last year, all right, as regards handling the occasion and stuff like that. But again, you have to treat it like kind of two separate years, you know. Like if we can't really be overly looking back at last year, trying to prepare for this final this year, you know. I just think it's really all about trying to handle the occasion. And again, like you said, it didn't really click last year, but you need a bit of luck to win anything. I think it's really going to come down to a small bit of luck, whoever gets it on Sunday evening.
Yeah, and I know it's about handling an occasion. It'll be an entirely different and eerie occasion. I remember the noise from the Blackrock Palace Kenry games last year in the Gaelic grounds. It was probably the best final across all the grades with regards to excitement. A different experience this weekend, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different, a little bit strange, all right. But I think a county final is a county final, you know. Again, you're trying to prepare for the game and treat it just as an individual game, like you're looking to do in your preparation. But I think once the ball is thrown in, the game is going to take a life of its own, and you're going to feel the support on the way to the game coming through both parishes. You're going to see flags up. I think you're going to feel the support naturally, but it's all about keeping your focus on the game at hand too, and I think that's what's going to happen when the ball is going to be thrown in, you know.
Not a puck of a ball between these sides in the group game out in Clarine earlier this year. What learnings did you take from that, apart from the fact that it's two well-matched sides?
The big learning to take is come prepared. For us, it's going to be come with absolutely everything you have, because you're going to need every single bit of it if you want to get over the line on Sunday. And it's really just not to get carried away with the first game's result. Take again this game at its merit and just be ready to go on Sunday again.
Yeah, and I suppose since that defeat, you've built up quite a bit of momentum, and it is very hard to argue that you have the two best sides in this competition in the final.
I think, yeah, I've heard it from a lot of people, all right, that they were saying that once they had seen the game, the first game, that they kind of tipped that to be the final. I do think it's two very, very strong teams going into it, and like I said, I think it's going to come down to a small bit of luck, but again, it's whoever handles the occasion. It's whoever comes prepared, and I think we're both really looking forward to it.
I noticed you said it could come down to a small bit of luck, but where are Kildymo Palace Kenry going to have to get it right? Across the field or anywhere in particular?
Absolutely every single position. And that's not fobbing off the question. That's just really, you're going to have to come with a level of intensity that you didn't come with in any of the previous games. You're going to have to get the small bit of luck. You're going to have everything right. And hopefully that'll be enough for whoever's going to come out on top in the day.